Welcome to the Tone Jerks Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Goward, and with me today we got...
Kyle McIntyre. All right.
Is this the first time you wore that hat?
No, I've worn it before.
This actually is my first rodeo. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I wore it to like a gun show one time. And people were like, oh, that's funny. I'm like, yeah, I know. I bought it.
They're all just like spending seals money clapping. On it.
Yeah. No.
They're all loving it. They all just start shooting the guns in the air. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens at a gun show. Responsible gun owners, like, just they become stupid. And just,
as soon as they see a funny hat, again, they're like, yeah. Trigger
discipline. Oh, my God.
Out the window. Kyle, what's new in your world? What's shaking? What's grooving? What is good?
Well, we survived the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
How was it?
So, it was cool to watch.
Yeah.
It was a little cloudy, but it was really cool to see it just like go like super dark. Mm-hmm. It was really, really strange because there was like ambient light.
Yeah.
But, you know, like a sunset, it's hard to tell when the sun, you know, it's like you don't notice it. You're like, oh, it's darker. Mm-hmm. Or like, maybe you're outside, but you don't really notice it getting dark because it's like really slow.
Yeah.
You know, because the sky is still illuminated. But this was really strange because it was like the sky was illuminated, but really or I could see light really far away, mm-hmm. like really far away, just like maybe on some clouds. And that was what was kind of like just barely illuminating the area. It was so dark, but it's like almost someone turned down the knob. Like you could watch. It's like, mm-hmm. boom, just like a movie theater when it gets, you know, quiet. You know, when it gets darker, right before the movie starts, and everything gets quiet. That's basically what happened. It was crazy.
Yeah, because yours was like what, total eclipse or whatever it was.
Right? Yeah, we're in the path of totality.
Yeah,
sounds like a fucking Mortal Kombat move.
Mm-hmm.
Path of totality. Yeah. Finish him. Finish me.
Yeah. Is your sandwich talking to you? Like, all right. Oh.
No, I was saying, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
never mind.
No. I kind of got what you were going.
All right. Yeah, I like
last
that.
Last episode was a little too horny. This one, we'll try and clean it up for you.
No horn dogs.
But.
Yeah. So that was cool. We had extreme weather planned for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, all day, we had, like, a tornado watch or, like, a tornado warning.
Yeah. Do tornadoes come through there?
In at least the system mm-hmm. that went through was powerful enough to start one. So, they had rotation, but it never touched down.
Yeah.
So, it was close, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know how weather works, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was... very close by, there was the possibility to, basically the winds were strong enough and they started rotating, but something didn't happen. So,
yeah.
But there were a couple that touched down like in flatter areas.
Yeah.
So
I feel like, it was like recently in the past, like month, we had a tornado watch in San Diego.
Yeah.
We were like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, you guys had some outrageous weather, so.
Yeah. And then had hail last weekend or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But hail.
Yeah, let me.
Everything's bigger in Texas, though, right?
Yeah, this hail was huge.
Yeah. It's like goddamn
I sent
lemons the size of. Or
yeah, big. They were fucking big.
Yeah,
very they big. They were like bigger than golf balls, not quite as big as a baseball.
Yeah, like a lemon.
But. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some no broken glass on the Vic, but I got some little dents. So
character.
You know. It had dents before from like, you know, prisoners. I don't know what you call them. People getting their heads bashed up against the side of it, you know?
Perps.
Yeah, perps, there you go.
Yeah. it was from
like a noir.
Yeah,
and the perp we bash his head against the
make a load of that wall, pervert.
So, yeah, we, it was a little scary. So it was like, I saw the report, it was like inch and, you know, just under an inch, and then for the size of the hail, and then it was bigger. I'm like, all right, well, this is going to be
like this, no
crazy. And then
no good.
And then it was like, inch and 3/4 was reported like 60 miles away. I'm like, okay.
Getting
and
bigger.
They said the wind was moving like 60 miles an hour. I'm like, oh, so if I was driving from that area, I'd probably get here. And it got here quicker than like if someone were to like.
Mm.
And it just, yeah. I should have moved my Vic under the tree
yeah.
in the front yard. There's nowhere for me to put anything. But I had covered the El Camino.
Nice.
There you go. So I put a piece of plywood over it. And it was a thin piece of plywood, but it allowed it to like flex
yeah.
from the hood to the top of the cab. And then I weighted it down with bags of soil and mulch.
There you go.
So covered the hood, covered the cab. So that covered the front window. So that thing's fine. The 350 took it like a champ. No dents at all on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But Carrie's car and her mom, she's still here. They got some dents on her car, on their car. So
I'm fucked up.
Yeah, and they were actually under the tree, so it's like,
what are you gonna do?
Wouldn't really yeah. matter. Yeah,
yeah.
So that leads me to, you know, we need to have like an awning or something to park our cars under. It'd be nice to
mm-hmm.
have, you know, a place to hide them.
Yeah, because
you never think, oh, I'm gonna get, you know, that's gonna happen to me.
Hail today.
Yeah, because it's crazy. I mean, it rained a lot and it. Crazy winds, and it was like the hail. Like I was playing games, or I can't remember what I was doing, but I was in this room. I heard like tick, tick, I could hear outside. I'm like, huh, the hail's here. I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound too big. So I get up and I go outside, and it's like it starts coming down. I'm like, oh shit, they're getting big.
Yeah,
and they're getting bigger. And they're getting bigger. I'm like, holy shit. And it's like hitting, like, we have a metal, like, awning mm-hmm. for, like, the deck, you know?
Yeah.
Out of the back. And it's just getting fucking pummeled. I'm like,
you're
wow,
starting to, like, just, like.
So loud. Yeah.
The Texas weather can be just, like, insane. You're like, God damn it. It wasn't like this in San Diego.
And chill out, bro. God damn. We get it.
We get it. Calm down. you yell at clouds.
Stop it.
Cut it out. Cut the crap.
Yeah.
Stern talking to Mr. Cloud.
Yeah, so it that was pretty wild.
Wild.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we survived that. A lot of people got next door, and a lot of people had their windows busted, like on their house.
Yeah,
which sucks because they have like a western facing window, which out without any protection. You know, like there's not an awning or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And all that side on our house is just like a brick wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was we're fortunate. You know.
We're fortunate, son.
Yeah.
But
that's a different fortunate son.
Yeah.
That's fortunate stepson.
Yeah.
shit. What else? Yeah, I just been. It's really boring, but just working.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I had more. I like made a note and then I didn't save it from.
it's like you write stuff down for the podcast and then you just delete the note or you just never save it.
Yeah. I don't want to save that. I don't know why. I just want a whole bunch of shit on my, you know, I got that clean user interface now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't have any useful documents.
Yeah, I can't keep something that I'm actually going to use later. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people were in a frenzy for, I mean, they cancel a lot of the events out here too. So there was like a huge event that they were doing for the eclipse.
Yeah.
And someone canceled it because of this fucking storm that was coming.
Yeah.
Because it was tornado watch. People were all bummed out. I'm like, it was so cloudy, like, the day that it actually happened. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you missed a whole lot. But a lot of people left there. So it wasn't like they were saying 300,000 people are going to be in your county, in your cities. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Isn't it like only a town of 6,000?
Yeah, and they're like, you know, the county declared a state of emergency. I'm like, thanks. Yeah. That's going to be helpful.
Yeah, I remember you saying
that's
that.
Not going to freak anyone out.
Yeah, no, I totally missed it here. I mean, there was like a little bit of like people like, oh, let's go check it out or see the shadows of whatever. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I was working. Like, I was
working.
Like, I was doing shit. People like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, oh, that was. I'm like, when was it today? I'm like, oh, you're busy working and onboarding new associates. I'm like, okay, I was doing my job. I couldn't just go outside and look at the eclipse. I'm like, yeah. So I just thought that was. I'm like, because I don't think it was even in California. It was like nothing.
No, you barely had it. You didn't get, you know, you got to see a sliver.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. So I'm good.
I got a new Duluth shirt. So this is like the Carhartt style.
Oh, really? I
didn't see. Pocket tee still.
Oh, does it have a...
But it's got fucking cat hair all over it.
Yeah, no, you were wearing it. I thought it was a Carhartt.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Nah, fuck Carhartt, dude. I'm all about...
You have a ton of Carhartt shit.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's actually really comfortable.
Yeah, I like the Duluth boxers I have. I don't have the ones you have. I have the Armachillos. Yeah. They're holding up really well. But one thing I've noticed, I can't tell if it's...
I just picture holding up. They're just struggling
like,
contain you.
I've had my Hanes. They just blow out after like a couple months. These are like still like almost brand new looking. So sucks because they're so expensive. But I'm like, oh, well, I guess because I just don't want to like run through boxers. I'm like, I just rather have good ones that last a long time. And then,
yeah,
I got those no stink socks or whatever.
Yeah. Those are working.
Yeah. Working great. Nice. They're like the Cooperon copper wool blend.
Yeah.
Deal.
The no funk socks or whatever. You might notice.
Yeah.
That I pulled the guitars off the wall behind me. So everyone
people
who's
on
watching
on
YouTube or.
Yeah.
I added one more like guitar because I was like, oh, I just need to put one more. I'll put all guitars on the top row and I'll do all basses on the bottom. It'll make sense.
Yeah.
And I put it on there and then I had all the guitars on there. Did I talk about this on the Patreon?
I don't remember. We just.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
No, I don't think we did. So, dear viewer, dear listener, normally we do Patreon then the main, but we did the Patreon yesterday and we're doing the main today. I'm like, feels like forever ago.
I know. I was just super tired and stressed out from like, you know, the day before, just like dealing with, you know, Armageddon basically is what it felt like. You know, it felt like, have you ever watched Apocalypto? You know, they do that human sacrifice during the eclipse. I think maybe we were supposed to do that, actually.
Yeah.
And we missed it.
So please, take me.
Yeah.
Kill me right now.
So anyways, I have the string swing behind me, and I have another one in a box, but it came with extra hooks. So, all right, perfect. So I'll put one hook in, and I'll put the rest of the... you know, put in the track and I'll put the, you know, another guitar up there. And I put them all up there, had all the guitars, even the T60. Yeah. this might be important. No, I went and I was like, all right, how strong is this? You know, I can, you know, it should be screwed into studs. And I gave it like, you know, my little rat claw grip on there. Cause it's got a little top of the track, a little lip on the top of the track. And I gave it a little torque action and it slid off. It like popped out a little bit. I'm like, oh no. So I proceeded to pull all the guitars off, starting
like,
with the T60.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Starting with the T60, which is like a 10-pound guitar.
Yeah. Wasn't it like 11 like pounds? Didn't you weigh it yesterday?
Yeah. I think the T40 is 11. Oh. The T60 is 10. So no one talks about the T60. they always talk about the T40. Oh, you better wear a back brace, or how's your chiropractor bill? You know, they always like talk about that shit. When they, what about the T60? No one gives the T60 any joking love.
Yeah.
You know?
Where are the parents?
It's heavy. Yeah, where are the fucking parents? Like, the body is heavy. The neck is super thin. So it's a weird, like, weird thing.
Yeah.
It's a cool guitar, though. It's fucking sick.
It's pretty sweet.
There's some, I got to get some more PVs, dude.
Yeah.
That white PV is gone. I showed you the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The Dyna.
Yeah, the Dyna bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white pearl of Dyna, whatever. Anyway, so I pulled them all down, and it's there it is. I got to figure out why. Maybe one of the screws or something wasn't actually, like, into the middle of the stud. So okay. I tried putting a bigger screw in it, and it's, like, slipping. I'm like, okay, so I think it's just not, it's, like, maybe just barely going through.
Yeah, like, just off enough.
Yeah, so I might have to just scoot it over a little bit, and maybe I'll find another stud in the middle somewhere around here. Because it's like a screw here, you know, two screws here, two screws here.
Mm.
Wow. It really darkens when my white skin hits the...
Yeah.
The ISO or whatever. Is that what it is? Well, this doesn't have...
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's your camera's adjusting, auto-adjusting. Yeah.
Anyway, so... It's yeah, I got all my guitars on the floor. Like, I should... Yeah, see, yours doesn't really do it.
No, just, but it does focus.
Yeah, focuses, but mine, like, the... It tries to... Focus, but also adjust the
yeah, mine,
how white my,
I mean,
skin
mine is. Mine's a camera, so I mean I have autofocus, but I have locked color, like and then I have locked ISO. You can set it to where nice. Auto ISO and stuff like that, but I'm like, and then it's like it's doing the same shit that yours is doing. Like, whoa,
yeah.
What about this? Does that work? I'm like, no, stop.
White balance is all fucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
that's what it is. Yeah.
White
balance, some shit like
my
that.
Guitars are just laying around being lazy fucks. Just,
cause you're like, oh, cool. This is what I'm going to do this weekend. I got to pull all this shit off and then try and find studs and just yell like, God damn it.
Yeah. I got to yell at the person holding the flashlight.
Gary!
But, I mean, sorry to disappoint you, but that's kind of my, what's new is just.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with things that are trying to kill me.
Kyle versus nature. You know?
Yeah.
Take me. You're like Lieutenant Dan in the storm. You have your shirt off. And you're like, ah!
In the ocean, right?
I'm here. Do it.
Damn, I got to watch that movie again.
Good movie.
You know, there are people that don't like that movie.
Yeah, no, I had a coworker, and I'm like, look here, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a non-fictional story, character.
Yeah, she's like, her whole thing is like, I don't think that could happen to one person. Like,
no shit.
Yeah, no shit. Like, it's like, I don't think one person could do all that. And I'm like, yeah, it's just such a great story. He's just, you know, you're dumb everyman.
Yeah.
And he's like a really nice guy. And then he just does all this other cool shit. I'm like, yeah, but
he always does the right thing.
It doesn't sound like realistic. I'm like, oh, leave my presence.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a good movie. Yeah. He's just, whether he's knowing.
Always does the right thing.
Whether, he knows, you know, that he's doing good or not, he still just does it.
Yeah. Like, he's dumb.
Yeah, that's what I do.
He's super selfless, you know? Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Great film. I like it a lot. I unironically like it. It's really good.
Yeah. No, it's fuck, dude. It's such a good...
Yeah.
I know there's that Shane bit, you know, where it's like he's making fun of Forrest Gump and about his, you know, that stupid guy we went to high school with? Look at him now. And he's like, you know, billionaire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about that slut you dated? She's dead.
That was the SNL bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's the high school bully and he's like, yeah, he's, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
He's still like in the same town or whatever. Yeah. He's got the mullet.
He got a mullet. <He's> like, that slut you dated. Well, she's dead. I'm like, oh, damn it.
She's in heaven. Yeah.
With mama.
With mama.
It's, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
Yeah.
The Limu Emu one is
was
so good.
The best. Liberty. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
So everybody check out SNL just for the Shane Gillis. So.
Yeah, and then never again.
Yeah, maybe the Sydney Sweeney one. Yeah,
Todd Sweeney, yeah. Yeah. The was it the Barber of Fleet Street or something?
Yeah,
no.
But
anyways. Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what's new with you, Brian?
This past weekend was we talked about it a bunch, and we were building it up. Went to record drums with Ben Moore at Singing Serpent. Brian, cut that out. Singing Serpent Studios.
Future Brian, cut that out.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen.
Singing Serpent Studios.
Ha-cha-cha-da-cha.
Kensington area.
Yeah.
And, dude, it was fucking sick as fuck. It was nice. Very cool. I've been in, like, some studios before where it's, like, nothing wrong with it, but it's, like, the biggest one is Double Time Studios with Jeff Forrest. You know, yeah. Shout out to him, buddy of ours. But, you know, just to go to like a really big studio and it's like a bigger vibe, and Jeff gets a lot of really cool sounds out of what he does. But it sounded so good. Really big room for drums, really big, you know, studio space. It's a crazy studio. Cause I guess it's like, essentially it's like a bunch of rooms that are, you know, maybe about the size of my bedroom here. So, maybe a little bit bigger, so like 10 by 10, you know?
Yeah.
That people rent out as like their mixing, editing rooms, or like tracking guitars studio. And then there's the big studio that anybody who's a, you know, resident there can, you know, rent out for a day. That's what we did. So Ben has a studio that he does most of his mixing. And he does any tracking or whatever. So he's got a, you know, like I said, maybe a little bit bigger than my room here. But if it was just dedicated to a studio, then yeah. Like, you know, he's not sleeping on it, a bed on the floor in his space.
Yeah. They come knocking on your door and you're like, oh shit, oh, I gotta wake up. Your alarm clock goes off.
Yeah. No. So I don't know. It's like a creative space or whatever it could be. Like
it's a multi-use space.
Music collective kind of deal, because when we were there, we were having lunch, which we'll get to in a little bit. Adam from Satellite Amplifiers comes out of one of the rooms. And so he runs Satellite Amplifiers now. He used to be in kind of Bay Park area of San Diego.
Yeah.
I think, you know, rent and everything or whatever. Because he had a really big space. But I think he ended up having to, with rent and shit going up or whatever, he had to, like, downsize.
A lot of shit has changed. I get it. You know, you gotta over adapt. The
years. You know, it's not, you know, 2015 anymore. So, anyway, so he builds Satellite Amplifiers out of this space. So it's like Singing Serpent Collective or whatever. But there's rooms there for recording. And a lot of people will have... he was kind of doing a little tour, which was fun. It was really cool. It was like, oh, there's rooms where people, all they do is just editing music for TV.
Hmm.
They're not even recording it.
Interesting.
So some, you know, people come like, oh, Monday through Friday, I'm just editing, you know, TV audio.
This is my job, you know?
And that's what it is. It's like, cause it's open from like 10 to 8 PM, 10 AM to 8 PM.
Wow.
So, not like a room that I can go any hours or whatever. I mean, I guess you could. I don't know. Anyway, so it's like that's their operation hours. I'm like, oh, well, this is pretty cool. And then even a buddy of ours, I don't know if you met him.
Try me.
No, yeah, I think you did. Adam Sisko.
Oh,
yeah. He was, what band was he in?
Fox or something.
He's got a room.
He's in a bunch of bands.
He was in I think he filled in for guitar for Alive and Well one time. Anyways, he, I think, bass for a band, but he's mainly doing recording of bands. So he's got a room there. So it's kind of, you know, funny running into him. Like, oh, this is a small world, you know? So I think he used to be up in North County, and then he's now there. He doesn't have, you know, nearly as much gear as Ben Moore does. But it's like, you know, he's, you know, about our age. He's doing his thing. He's getting shit going.
Yeah.
And he's getting, you know, bands and clients and stuff like that. But it was, you know, super cool experience, not just that. But I'm like, just to be in this, you know, space. And then it's like, oh, here's the guitar tracking room, but also, like, a room where we store gear. And it's like, so many fucking guitar heads and amps and shit like that. I'm like, vintage shit.
Jesus.
I'm like, holy crap, just in here? And then I thought it was really funny. There was, like, in the bathroom, because it was, like, Ben was saying, it's like, oh, this was made, you know, I think in the 60s or something. Anyways, he was like, oh, this is, like, the biggest bathroom in Kensington Avenue, or Adams Avenue. Because it's, like, back when they made it, they had to make, like, a big bathroom to fill in a space or whatever. Like, that was, like, regulation for a size bathroom.
Interesting.
And so, like, you can even go to a bar or whatever. Like, think of, it's really close to Ken Club. Think of how small those bathrooms are.
Yeah.
This is, like, I mean, not to talk about a bathroom, but it's so interesting. So big. Cool. But what's funny about that is they ran audio lines so that they have a jack on the wall to where you can have a speaker cab. XL, you know, the quarter inch.
Oh.
And then XLR in and out to where you could record a cab in there. You could record a person if they wanted to be, hey, I want to sing in the bathroom. But also you could, like, record a guitar cab in there. Or, like, something that you want, like, the actual reverberation of a you know, good-sized bathroom, but, like, a room with, like, slapping back and shit like that.
Yeah.
He's like, it doesn't sound that great, but it's cool to use that.
A different sound, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you had, like, a little, like, 5-watt, just turn it, crank it up, and then put it in the bathroom. And then all the doors that they had in this place were, like, 3 times the size of, like, think of your average door. And so, like, every time you shut a door, it's like, there was, like,
kind of like me after I fart, it just, like, slammed shut.
It's like, and then we were in that main tracking room, or the mixing room. Adam and I were waiting there while Brian and Ben were setting up the drums and tuning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're kind of there. And then I, like, how good the sound, it's not, like, what the hell is it? Sound treatment is in the main tracking room is, like, you could hear, like, my stomach would be like, and I'm like, it was so fucking loud. I'm like, God damn. Like, these, it's like one of those reverse burps.
There it is. Yeah.
It was like, and then, like, Adam was, like, across the room from me. I'm like, I wonder if he could hear me. And he's just ignoring my stomach going.
Yeah, like a frog.
I had stomach issues the other day. And then I'm like, oh, well, Friday. And then I'm like, oh, Saturday. I'm like, I should be okay. And then I'm just sitting there. And I, and, like, by the time we had to get there a certain time, like, oh, I didn't eat. I'm like, I should be okay. But then I'm like, oh, I just had coffee. And I'm like, and I'm like, I guess I'm
always
hungry.
Yeah.
And then I think he just pretended not to hear it, but just how quiet it was in that room. And then it just, it was like, I'm like, okay. Like I said, I've been in studios before, but I'm like, wow, this is, like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, he, you know, the way he, you know, mic'd shit up is so different than stuff I've, you know, experienced before. Like, he'd mic every cymbal, had its own microphone. Like, oh, shit. And then, obviously, like, top snare and bottom, you know, deal. And then, yeah, so anyway, so he'd mic everything up, and then it got to a point, you know, it's because it's like, oh, setup time. It took about, like, 2 hours to set up the drums.
Dang.
Because he was tuning them and, you know, all the mics and shit like that. It's like, I mean, the mics that he had, it was like each one for, like, a tom was like, that's a grand.
$300? Oh, wow.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. Well, like, you know, I guess, you know, that's what we're paying for here. But anyways, yeah. like when we get to the point where it's like, okay, start playing your drums, and then he record it and then loop back like individual isolated drums. And then he, what he was doing is like, he put on like a plugin and then like an EQ plugin. So think of like, it was a fab filter.
Yeah.
You ever see the ones where you can like add in your frequencies? And so what he did, like he would add in the frequency that he was hearing that he didn't like, kind of that ballpark, peak it to where it's like a big, you know, and then he would
and
like
then drop it.
And then basically like hear what he doesn't like. He's like, and then something that was like really high up there, he's like, yep, that's what I don't like. He would go to the analog piece of gear, see what frequency that was, EQ it out.
Interesting.
So he's not recording through plugins. He's recording through analog gear, but he uses the plugins to find the shit that he doesn't like and EQ it out. So when Brian's playing, he's recording through EQs and compressors.
Interesting.
So then he could add stuff later if he wanted to, but it's like he's really, you know, fine-tuning the shit in there. I'm like, he'd do that. He would do that for every mic. I'm like, and he was fast with it too. I'm like, damn, this guy doesn't stink. I was just watching him like, holy shit, that's pretty cool. And then, so he got to a point where he's just printing the waveforms, how, you know, close to how he would want it to be mix ready, but then he's going to mix it later and shit. And I was like, oh my God. And then, you know, he doesn't sound replace anything. So there was like a little bit of like, Brian brought his own snares. He brought two of them. It's like a steel snare and then like a wood one. And he's like, well, I definitely want your brightest snare, you know, because I want, you know, that's the sound that Ben's looking for, especially for our music. And then Brian had his Gretsch, a steel snare. And so we're going, and then he's like, okay. He's like, well, let's try a snare that I have. So he's got like, I don't know if you're familiar with drums, but like Black Beauty Ludwig.
Yeah.
And then he has like one from like 80s. So it's like, okay, you know, vintage 40 year. I mean, that's 40 years old. Black Beauty. And then when as soon as Brian played it, it's like, holy shit. Like that's, now that sounds pretty good. And so, and then we ultimately decided on the Black Beauty, and then because Ben Moore was like saying, I hear like maybe they're like your rim is like bent, or it's not, you know, that's what it kind of sounds like to me. And Brian's like, the fuck it is. How do you? I'm meant to change it eventually. I didn't think that affected the sound, but you're, yes, it is. It's bent. He's like, yeah, you should change that out. It's affecting the drum sound. And
damn.
Brian's like, how did he hear that? I don't hear that.
Dang.
He was spot on. He's like, that is the problem with my snare. I thought if I put a new head, it would be fine. He's like, live, you can get away with that. No. But for recording, you want this. Blah, blah, blah. He's going on and on. And I'm like, and Adam and I were like, I know you want to use your own shit, but it was like, that Black Beauty sounds fucking great. And he was even going like, oh, your hi-hats are too loud and bright. It's like, do you mind if we swap that out? And then at a certain point, Brian was like, yeah, just do what you got to do. Because you want to play your own stuff, but it's like, he knows what he's doing. Yeah, change it. You know the room, and you know what we're going for. So he changed the hi-hats to more of a subdued set. Because he's like, oh, hi-hats are like always the loudest that you're trying to get to controlled. So I found like a pair of like, you know, hi-hats that are not super bright and clicky and stuff like that. So it's like, all right, let's do it. And so, like I said, he doesn't sound replace anything. He wants the sound of the drums.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of mentioning like, oh, you know, Brian's, you know, drum kit is his live drum kit. He's like, well, that's kind of your sound. It sounds great for live and it's like really in your face, but it's like sometimes for recording, it's like you want a little bit more control. So it's cool. He was tuning it and, to fit the room, fit the sound. And then it's like, oh, he got to like tuning the bottom drum heads and shit like that. And then like he ended up, he was tuning it and then the drum head broke. It was something like Brian's like, oh, I've been meaning to replace the bottom heads, but I didn't think it was going to be that big a deal because I replaced the top. And it just like was so old that it just snapped. And so he on deck, they have like a closet full of just drum heads, Remos. Yeah. He's like, here we go. This is what we need. 14 inch. Boom. Put it on your. I'm like, just on deck. Swapped it out. I'm like, pro as fuck. Just pro as fuck. I'm like, holy shit. He knocked it out. Four songs, the four that we wanted to do. And then I had a scratch of a cover that we've been meaning to record that we play live. I'm like, oh, let's do that too. We had plenty of time to do that. So, and then just even like editing things, because like, I mentioned that we did scratch tracks and we fucked up on a couple of them.
Yeah.
Because it was just Adam playing to a click. I'm like, I think that sounds good. But it's like some things went long. Some things were short. And I'm like, ah, fuck. And it's like, Brian, well, can you just mute that? So, you know, we could just play whatever. And then, like, we've changed things. Like, we recorded a scratch track for, what was it? A Fleetwood Mac song. We did it, like, Adam and I did it, like, 2 years ago. And we've since changed how we play it. And so it's like, oh, it's actually shorter, you know, chorus or whatever. And then... So our scratch tracks were off, and then Ben Moore's like, okay, tell me where you want it to be. I was like, oh, it should be here. So he's just like, I couldn't even hear any of his edits. He was so fast. Like, I'm telling you, like 30 seconds. Like, to me, it would have taken a long ass time, but he's just like, click, 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 like zooming in and out, coming in and out, like all with like shortcuts. I'm like, damn, this guy's good. Well, this is job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I was better. What am I going to do? Play Switch.
Be better, yeah.
But
be better, Brian.
Really impressed, and you know, I was like, you know, this is something we've been wanting to do for a long time. Heard of this, you know, engineer producer. And he's not as much of a producer, but engineer. I'm like, yeah, no, he's good at what he does. He's definitely good at what he does. And like I said, like, oh, he would edit the scratch track like that. I'm like, God damn. And people say, well, he's getting paid by the hour. I'm like, yeah, you could probably take longer then. But he was a super cool guy, and it was fun to actually meet him. I think I've seen him around San Diego. I think we saw a band he played in. And it's like, oh, that's Ben Moore. Oh, it's Ben Moore. But he's not, like, at a show. He's not super talkative. But in the studio, he's like, oh, it's personable. And he had a really great attitude where he would be like, you know, Brian's like, all right, that was good. Let's try it again. It's like, you're definitely like, you know, falling into it. You know, you're locking in with the click more. Let's do another one, instead of like,
God damn it,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Or I can't make you a better
drummer.
I can't make you a better drummer.
Not
dude.
That Jeff would ever do that. But we actually had, you know, worked with some people who just were bad at. It was never felt uncomfortable, and it was great. So, but one thing he does that I should start doing is like. He would take like 5 drum takes or whatever, and then, but he layers them to where you can pick out the pieces.
Okay.
And copy and paste, and that's what he did. It's like, oh, any flubs or whatever. You know, yes, you know, play the whole take one time, dude, make it real. No, yeah, we do edit. Guitar too, I do punch-ins and stuff like that. And he was so fast with it. So fast with the editing, I couldn't hear jack shit. Any of his like punch-ins or whatever he edits, I'm like, this guy,
yeah,
kid's good. Let me tell you, he's way older than me. I'm like, kid's good. Let me tell you, it was a lot of fun working with him. But yeah, so nice. about lunch, huh? What we did for lunch? So
yeah, how was lunch, Brian?
It was good, and I was fucking. Let me tell you, I was starving. I cheated, cheat meal. On this one, because I'm like, yeah? Can we get a salad? And I'm like, no. We went to a Burger Lounge, and I'm like, yeah, give me a fucking Sammy with some fries, baby.
Yeah.
So, okay, 4 sandwiches or burgers or whatever, and 4 fries or onion rings, whatever they, you know, choose. $83.
Yeah.
You think about that? What do you think about that?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
That's a lot of money. I'm like, yeah, am I just boomering out to where I'm like, yeah. $20 a person?
You haven't bought food for people, I guess. Mm-hmm. You haven't bought food for people in a while.
Yeah, so we took it out of the band account, obviously, so we just like, oh, charge that. Because we've been saving, we've been putting money away, any money that we make off of gigs or selling, you know, merch or whatever. We just putting in the band account. Because we knew it was going to be for recording today. And it's like, oh, let's treat, you know, Ben to lunch. It's like on us, you know, try to be, you know, classy, man. And so we did that. It's like, oh, no, Ben, we got it. We got it. Get you, you know, onion rings and your burger. We got it. And it was great. It tasted awesome. But I'm like,
fucking fellas, Jesus Christ.
Burger Lounge. That was just across the street, right?
Yeah. So it's right, like, so it's super close to Kendall.
Just convenient.
We just walked across the street. Yeah. And then, so I was like, and it was, like I said, it was good. I'm like, yeah, good sandwich. I tried to be a little bit good. A grilled chicken sandwich.
All right.
I'm like, oh, they had a fried one on there. I'm like, ooh, yeah. Damn. Yeah. Okay. So,
yeah. You got me. Da na 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 na.
You really got me. Me talking about food instead of talking about instead of talking about like a hot lady, I'm talking about a sandwich and fries. Fries were good too, but yeah. And then
I had a Burger Lounge. I managed, but
you work there
for my work. We did some stuff with them.
They're good sandwich.
That's pretty gross.
Really?
Okay. Anyway. Not that one.
Glad
that
you had a good time.
Beautiful.
That one's probably awesome, Brian. Don't ever think about it. But yeah. So we went to go, you know, at the end of the session, had a great day, and then we're go to pay Ben. And then we pay, essentially we rented the studio, then we paid Ben for his, engineering services. Yeah. And then at the end, he was like, he went and asked Brian, was like, oh, so it'd be like $14 for that drum head. And I was like, what about that lunch, baby? I didn't say a damn thing. None of us said a damn thing. You forget about that lunch? Fucking $23, probably, pal. Just me being a dickhead. I'm just like, my eyes like, just cartoon. Because... I just blow up the spot and make it so awkward. But no, because Brian even said, I probably got to pay him for that drum head. I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah, so what about, it'd be like $14 for that drum head. And then I make it awkward and be like, what the fuck?
Somebody forget looking back, you're looking back and forth like it's a fucking standoff.
What about those onion rings, pal? You think those grow on trees? But no, it was good. It was a good time. It was a lot of fun. And then it was first time meeting him, but I'm like, oh, I've heard about him. And he was just like super nice guy. And he was actually like telling me, I was like, oh, this is how I like to record. And he was giving me some tips for recording the guitars and stuff like that. It's like, oh, you should really try. I already kind of forgot. I got to look it up, but it's where the tracking where you do takes. He's like, oh, try doing that. That's the way I like to work. And that way, usually I just do one track and then I punch in as I need to. It's like, oh, no, that works too. I'm like, well, I'm going to give you the DIs. So if you need to reamp or whatever, like, oh, I appreciate it. He's like, he talks to me. He's like, oh, you're the engineer for the vocals and guitars, right? I'm like, I am. he's like, oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. He's like, I'm having a lot of fun working with you guys. I got you mixed drums, and that way you can have at least something fun to track to. And then it's like, yeah, just let me know when you're done. And I'm like, yeah, I'll give you any notes that I have. He's like, yeah, no, you guys are great. It's a lot of fun. So it's like the fact that he's talking to me, I'm like, he doesn't think that like, oh, I'm, you know, just because I'm doing a bedroom studio. He's like, oh, you can get a lot of good stuff out of bedroom. So I'm excited to hear what comes out. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, shit.
Nice.
I got to not let him down.
He doesn't fucking give a shit.
No, so one of the main reasons why we, anyways, a great day, and it was like awesome to finally like get started on this project.
Yeah,
but we're gonna go back to him to mix, and then one of the main reasons why we wanted to work with Ben Moore is obviously he's worked with like, you know, Angels and Airwaves and you know Fat Record bands and shit like that. But it's I think more realistic friends of ours, Hardly Human. Shout out to the boys wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Zoom in, nice. Check me out.
Hardly Human, their last EP a couple years ago was recorded with Ben Moore. I did, you know, entirety there. at Singing Serpent, and it sounded awesome. Like, it was like something I'm like, that's one of the best like local band releases I've ever heard. And so we're talking to him and say, oh yeah, Ben Moore, da da da. And then they're recording a new EP with him. They released their latest single just yesterday, and it sounds prima. Jomo. Nice. So the joy of missing out instead of the fear of missing out. Oh, nice. That's pretty good. So check out Hardly Human, their new single, Jomo. Recorded, all with Ben Moore. And, they had nothing great but great things to say. And so I'm like, okay, that definitely, prompted us to want to work with him. Not to be like, well, let's see what you got, Ben Moore. It's like,
yeah.
And even kind of breaking the ice and messaging him. It's like, hey, we heard what you working with Hardly Human.
Show him what you're working with.
And so that really kind of almost ingratiated us to him. He's like, oh, yeah, you're not just like somebody who found me online. It's like, oh, you actually know my work and you know me just from. It's funny. He's like, it's funny that you mentioned a local band like that. EP as opposed to like something like, he's like, in that to him, he's like, I love it. Like, they're great guys to work with. It's like, I put so much time into every project. So
that's funny.
Yeah. Because he's talking about like a Me First and the Gimme Gimmes that he's working on. So I don't know if that's embargoed or not. Coming out. And then I'm like, oh, that's cool. So the It's Hardly Human EP sounds awesome. It's like, cool. Kick rocks, pal. What about our leader, Steve Mike? He's a cool guy.
Cool guy. Pretty red.
So,
Fat Mike, how about Steve Mike?
Sweet. There you go. You like Fat Mike. I like Steve Mike. I like Steve Mike. We're not the same person. We're different people.
we are not the same.
Yeah. It's, good times. I mean, I sound like I'm gushing over Ben Moore, dude. But it was so much fun.
Put your pants back on.
I was like, this is so cool. And I'm like, this is also one of the most expensive things I've ever had to purchase. But still,
I'll never financially recover from this.
But yeah, we're trying to also like get like some more like footage and get more, I don't know, things to document the process. So like Brian brought his two cameras. I brought mine and then, phone, camera, stuff like that too. And then so I had my little bit of my EDC bag or my my camera bag. Get that going. And guess what else I brought? The Switch, baby. Oh, it'll be like time where we're getting going. And then I'm like.
He's looking over at you're the fucking engineer on this.
It was like right. Adam like looked like he double take. What the fuck? And I'm like, yeah. I'm playing Mario.
Shaka. He's like,
I got Crash Bandicoot and Tony Hawk on here, bitch. What'd you know about that? I'm rad.
Come at me, bro.
So you're also 35 years old. Yeah, but it's still cool. Those baby games on Nintendo, man, I tell you what. Catch me in Breath of the Wild, dude.
I'll just you fucking try.
Fast as fuck, boy. But anyways, along what's new. And it's basically just like, started recording, and it was it was funny. Another engineer came in. Oh, it sounds great. Da, 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 da. And then he was like, man, guitar sound good. And I'm like, it's just a scratch track. And I'm like, are you just blowing smoke?
Yeah, he is.
Because he wanted to talk to Ben real quick.
Yeah, he probably thought the guitars, he probably thought he recorded the guitars.
Yeah, probably thought Ben would record. I'm like, no, that's a fractal. Oh, still sounds good. I'm like, you don't have to talk anymore.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I guess it kind of sounds good.
Yeah. He's like, never mind. It sucks, dick, bro. I'm like, oh, it's fractal. Yeah. I recorded. Yeah. I recorded in my bedroom.
He says under his breath as he walks out, never mind. It's fucking suck a dick.
Never mind.
Like, what? Whoa. Nothing. Bye.
Suck a dick, asshole. As he leaves. It's like, God,
these are no reason at all.
Just
you're the dickhead.
Turns nasty. All right, let's get nasty. How about?
Oh, you want to get nasty?
Mm-hmm. But anyways, so long what's new, but let's do a topic that is kind of the same as the one we did last week. I was saying we should probably save it, and you're like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it again.
Fuck it.
They said it couldn't be done. We done did it, baby.
Yeah, we'll see at the end of this one if we fucking can hold it together.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Oh.
Oh, brother. The same shit.
This
again.
Topic stings.
Yeah, yeah. So, I was thinking this. So probably the best signature rig for like all the shit, the GOAT signature rig would be an EVH rig, the signature.
Yeah.
So, guitars are cool. Pickups are cool. Fucking pedals, amps, the whole. Yeah.
Literally yeah. everything. The t-shirts are cool.
Yeah.
Literally picks. Everything is sick.
All of it is like the best. So can you think of like what's a good runner up or second place? Like signature rig, like if like I would play an EVH all signature rig. I'm not even style of EVH, but I, you know, would you know, like I would enjoy what I'm doing. You know,
yeah,
everything, even if they were PV amps or the EVH ones, you know, PV guitars or like the EVH brand ones or the Ernie
all
ones.
Of them,
all of them great.
They're all
of them great. All of them
pretty sweet. I guess, was it Steve Vai? He's got a Carvin amp.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Ibanez guitars.
Ibanez pedals, yeah.
Yeah, pedals. Guys, I mean, that's pretty sick, too. You know, it's a little off the beaten path. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think Ibanez gets enough attention sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, because they do make dog shit also.
Yeah, and even know? Carvin, I don't think gets enough love for having some good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the Steve Vai stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'm familiar with some of his music, but really it's like, it's a lot of it's instrumental. And I'm like, it's just not something that I'm,
yeah,
maybe I got to jump back into it. But I just remember like listening to it like in high school. And I still like some of the songs that I like. I'm like, these sound like Ninja Turtles in Time. Sounds good.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
He's fucking sick, dude.
Steve Vai, you're all right. I go up to him like, this sounds like it's good enough to be in the Turtles in Time.
Well, he sucked in that movie Crossroads or whatever. Yeah. He lost to that kid.
Yeah.
The Karate Kid.
The Karate Kid just fucking
yeah,
swooping dude, crane or
karate
whatever.
Karate Kid and he fucking shreds on fucking blues guitar? Come on.
Yeah.
I've actually never seen that movie. I just have seen that
scene. I've seen
scene.
The scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
And like. You know, Steve Vai's a grown ass man who's like pissed off. It's like, All right, you should just be like, whatever. I don't know. He looks like a baby. He like throws a tantrum. Anyways,
yeah.
He just, who else?
He's a good guitar player, not the best actor.
He's not a very good sport. I'm gonna say that right now.
He's a good guitar player, but a very poor sport. Let me tell you.
It's a stupid movie. I mean, it's a movie. It's written. Mm-hmm. He just played his role like he was supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Got the check, you know.
Yeah. Was it Petrucci's got some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's got some PV shit.
Yeah. Petrucci. No, what does he have? Ernie Ball. He's an Ernie Ball.
For guitar.
Yeah, Ernie Ball guitar. Mesa.
But he's got PV amp. Doesn't he have a PV amp?
No, Petrucci has a Mesa amp, which that's... Huh. God damn. And then I think, and then he has a TC Electronic. You're thinking of Satriani.
Oh, Satch. Yeah. Satchmo. That's what we call him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we call him. Oh, yeah. We go way back.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he's got that PV JSX.
Okay.
Which I'm like,
sorry.
They have a little 5-watt.
They're the same guy to me. Aren't they both bald?
No, they're complete opposite. One guy's bald and clean shaven. And then the other guy has like long.
I gotta look this up.
Long beard.
Joe Satriani's a bald guy. What was the other one?
Remember, John Petrucci.
Petrucci.
Remember at NAMM, Johnny got stopped. Like, are you John Petrucci? And
Petrucci.
Yeah, because he's got long hair.
Oh, shit! Yeah,
okay. He's jacked as fuck too.
Yeah, he does look like Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Or Johnny looks like this guy.
Yeah. No, he looks like Johnny.
Petrucci. What was it? The PRS? What was he playing?
No, he's
I see. No, Yeah.
Ernie Ball. And then he's got the Mesa. Now. And then he's got the TC Electronic pedal, the multi effect. And that's pretty cool. That would be a sick rig. Holy shit. Now that's a good one. Yeah. Put that in there.
Yeah, I knew that all along.
Those three, you play his guitar with his Mesa and then put his pedal in the effects loop. No, we're done. I think that's good. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Because he has like a version of like a Mark V or something like that.
His guitars are really expensive.
I bet like probably $3,000. More.
Remember, it's Ernie Ball.
Yeah.
Keep going. $3,000 is almost a base model for other guitars. Keep going. This is four. Yeah.
$4,000.
$4,300.
God damn.
Christ.
Could you imagine paying that much for a guitar? That's worth more than my car.
Yeah. God damn.
My car is probably worth $50. It's what's worth what's ever in the tank and in the back of aluminum.
Yeah. There's more worth. There's more in the hall.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. I mean, I know there's other guys with signature gear, but they don't have amps. Like,
well, one that I had written down here.
Yeah.
Is which is he's got the full nine, everything. Zach Wilde.
Oh yeah.
He's got the Marshall, the GZM-800 Marshall. He's got, you know, the Bullseye Gibsons. So
yeah.
Custom Les Paul. He's got the SG, got the I think the Flying V, stuff like that. I'm like, all right, it's cool. I can be into that. He's got the pickups, and then he's got all this shit from Dunlop. MXR. Obviously the wah, because I don't know how many signature wahs there's got to be, but there's tons of them.
Jesus.
Put a Bullseye on it. And then he's, you know, Phase 90. I think this past year at NAMM, he's got the Phase 90 Chorus. And then I believe he's got the Overdrive. He got the wah, especially. I'm like, you're all Zach Wilde out. Wilding out. I think, like, oh, that would, to me, that would be the second. But then we talked about John Petrucci. So those two, I think, are neck and neck for the second best goat rig. And I'm not even a fan of either one of them.
You could, Randy Rhodes has a signature Marshall.
Yeah.
You know, the signature.
Jackson, too.
His guitar. His, like, Vs or whatever. Yeah, his Jackson Vs.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Which I think is funny because I'm like, I think of, like, you know, Randy Rhodes' tone is like Crazy Train. And that sounds like ass.
Yeah.
All the shit that could come out of an ass is what that sounds like. He's a good guitar player, but I'm like, that's not like, I'm like, boy, I can't wait to get that sound.
Yeah. It isolated sounds really bad.
Yeah. And even in the mix, it sounds bad.
It's all fizz. It's all fizz. Yeah. All. It's like, yeah. It's, I mean, it works though.
Can you put this can of bees into a metal trash can, please? Thank you.
And shake it up, put it over a fire.
Yeah.
And there it is. Who else? Well, you made another note.
What about your boy? A dime bag.
Oh, yeah, dime bag. Damn. Not only do you have to drape a freaking Stars and Bars over your amp, but your guitar's got to be it, too.
Tough look. I don't know who would be like, yeah, that's what I want to get.
Oh, you don't know people like that? That's because you don't live out in the dirty South, dude.
It just reminds me of, like, it was Kenny Powers, where he had that boogie board where it was like a pot leaf over the Stars and Bars.
Yeah, it's such a stupid. It's almost like they custom make that for the fucking, or maybe not. Maybe they just bought that.
They probably found
fucking
it.
Gift shop.
It's like they actually sell it. They're like, let's get this for Kenny Powers. That's a good show. Eastbound
was
and
it? Was he? Did he have a Randall head? Is that what it is? Randall's?
Yeah.
Is that what he played?
I think it was a solid state. But yeah, Randall.
Yeah.
I want to say Crank.
Dean makes the guitars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crank also has.
But I think they made that after he was dead. But
yeah,
again,
yeah.
Of course, you got Jimi Hendrix shit. Like, that he's been dead for a long time. Yeah. He definitely didn't play this.
He used
buzz.
A Phase 90 and.
He definitely did not.
Delay. Yeah, he used a fucking carbon copy.
And he's a. Oh, yeah, because wasn't a carbon copy Jimi Hendrix model?
Yeah.
This didn't
exist.
They
have like three or four.
It did not exist. Here's a Jimi Hendrix signature fucking fractal.
Oh, I'm gonna look it up right now. MXR
or MacBook Dunlops. Pro Jimi Hendrix signature.
They're Dunlops, right?
He would have used one of these.
No, they're MXRs. When you see them and they show them, every year they we redid it. Yeah. Or okay, so they have a fuzz face, but in a like a mini form.
Yeah.
They have another fuzz band of gypsies. That's cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, how many freaking fuzzes are they gonna do?
Yeah, it's...
they have an octave fuzz, so it's probably a blue. What's the
blue box?
Yeah. Oh, here's the chorus. Oh, that's actually that's fucking sick. That's a wild Zach Wild.
Yeah.
How many fucking psychedelic versions they're gonna? Whoa, dude, did you know that Jimi Hendrix, like, he did drugs once, and then everyone loves that about him? The only thing they focus about it, about him. You ever heard Sublime? We're on to that one next. Bradley Knowles died too soon. another artist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fucking Jimi Hendrix signatures, dude. We should just pick him for everything. He's got a signature everything.
Strat. Does he have an amp? I bet he does. I bet a Marshall.
I bet like Marshall.
Like a blue.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a purple one. A purple probably. Marshall. At least at one point they had Jimi Hendrix one.
Yeah, they tried, probably.
And people are was like, it?
Well, Jack White's got to have shit, right?
Oh, but I don't think he has an amp. Yeah. It would be like, oh, just get a silver tone and play that.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix Univibe. Yep.
I'm too.
That one popped up just now.
But it's like he played the normal shit. And why are you going to just shove his face and image on one? Just to be
Yeah, he had a fuzz face and a wah.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a distortion pedal. You know?
Yeah.
If not, it was amp distortion.
Yeah.
Right? That's probably it.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm not going to do the research on it. Oh, no, he had a bunch of other things. MXR made him. Yeah, no, fuck you. I'm kidding. I just made up that character, and I hate you.
I hate you so much. Jack White has a bunch of cool shit. So you got the triple graph.
Yeah. Well, if you think about, I guess, his three-man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or third man?
Third man.
You know, I guess those are signatures, right?
Yeah. I think those are his. They look cool too.
He's got he has two MXR things now? Maybe just one?
He's got the double
down.
Yeah. I could go for one of those.
Yeah, I could go for one fucking Christ, dude. I can have one.
Double down.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
This is a chicken sandwich with two fried chicken patties, and then just
like the grossest American cheese,
and then
yes please bacon, white American cheese
bacon, yeah. And just like some sort of creamy sauce. You're like, yes, give me one please.
Let's see,
double shot. Had
the double down boost.
Oh, it's called the game, double down. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, game changer.
Mm-hmm.
He has like the whatever, the plasma coil.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Triple graph, like you said.
Copper sound. Shout out.
What's the B one? What's the... what the hell? Doesn't show the name of... B-tronics. Yeah, it's in the fucking name. Dumbass. Yeah, he's got a bunch of shit. And it's funny, they're at, like, NAMM.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had a third man like booth.
Just yeah.
With like collection of
Donner. All. There's a Donner pedal too.
Donner, hardly know her.
Donner.
Donner
Summers. Oh, I love her.
Yeah. I think they just look cool. I like the yellow and black, you know, aesthetic they're going for.
Mantic effects flex.
Oh. What the hell's that?
Level focus and
probably another fuzz.
Pump. I mean,
it's like we get it.
"Oh, I need a pedal super unique. We got a fuzz for you."
Like, oh, fuzz.
Everyone
a
just
of...
makes a fucking fuzz. Like, we got you ever hear of a fuzz pedal?
Characteristics. It takes, of this...
makes your tone really shitty.
You ever heard about fuzz pedals? It's this sensation that's sweeping the nation. Like, we get it. Like, everybody's like, "Oh, I got a new fuzz." And, who cares?
Yeah.
Kick rocks, pal.
Fuzzatron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways. Although Jack White, you know, some cool pedals and stuff like that and the cool look. But I'm like,
he has a guitar, though, too, right?
I don't think
Doesn't
so.
He have a guitar?
I don't believe so.
God damn it, dude. I don't know anything. What am I doing here? Kick me off.
I think Johnny Depp Just has a signature guitar, doesn't he?
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp has a signature guitar?
Or not Dan Electro. Not Dan Electro at all. Duesenberg.
Oh, really?
Google it.
Signature guitar.
Give it
from
a
from Duesenberg. Yep.
He does.
Wait. Hold on. That's the first one that shows up. Duesenberg guitars. Yep. The Alliance series of Johnny Depp. Yeah. Is this the one he plays in that freaking commercial? The, you know, he plays like a. I think that's the guitar he plays, like in some
cologne commercial.
Cologne commercial, yeah.
I kind of like want to get that. I want to get that Sauvage. I like the
is
way
that
smells.
What it is.
Yeah,
Sauvage.
I've had the same cologne since I was 14. Because I'm like, you would get it at like CVS, and my mom's like, "Here's some cologne, so you don't stink." And then I'm like, "Okay, cool." And I'm like, "Well, I like this." And so every Christmas, it was like, "Here's a bottle." It's like fucking big ass bottle. I'm like, "Okay, thanks." And it's like every Christmas, like, "Okay, I still haven't gone through the last two that you gave me." And I just kept going and going. And it got to a point where I'm like, I'm like, "I appreciate this, but I have six of these."
That's a stop.
I think six or seven bottles. And I'm finally getting to the end of them.
No. So his first, that Sauvage commercial is a antique silver Gator custom guitar, engraved brown mahogany, maple steel top and body, adapted with B5 Bigsby, a Vibramate string, a spoiler, and personalized with real alligator skin to give texture to the rust and the metal.
Yeah, but it's a Dior Sauvage, and I'm like, I don't know how randomly got like a mail like ad for it, where it's like, you know, the kind where it's like, "Oh, it's on a piece of paper and you smell it." I'm like, "This smells awesome.
This smells like Johnny Depp.
This smells so good." And I'm like, I was even texting Johnny. I'm like, "Is that stupid that I want to get that?" He's like, "Ah, if you like it, get it." I'm like, it's going to be good.
Thanks,
cologne.
Johnny.
Because Johnny is definitely a cologne
He's
guy.
Like, "Follow your dreams." You're like, "Oh, shit."
Johnny's a cologne. You're not a cologne guy.
No. No. Maybe when I get fatter and smellier, maybe I will.
Well, when you get as smelly as me, so. Yeah, the fact that you shit your pants, Brian's, you not enough cologne.
That's
in
the
world.
Problem, actually. You should start there. Don't shit them.
Pants shitted. I don't know. That was kind of a fun topic.
Yeah,
talk
we hit
more
it.
About
I think
signature
we hit it and
gear.
Quit it.
I don't know. Like I think we done did it, baby. They said it,
they
couldn't,
said it
be
couldn't
be
done. Here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Started from the bottom, and now we at the top. You know what I'm saying?
Easily could have pushed that for like another week or two, but it's like, let's just do it back to back.
No, yeah. Strike while the iron is hot.
Anyways, so let's bring it in for landing. What do you say?
Yeah.
Well, you know what you say, eh? All right. So I just want to say thank you for tuning into the Tone Jerks podcast. If you like what you hear, you can follow along on social media. People who don't watch the video don't get to see how Kyle's a funny guy, cool guy. we're on social media. Check us out on Facebook. We have a page, but check out the group. Join the group. A lot of fun over there. Linked in the description, but also on Instagram at the Tone Jerks, posting cool shit on the reg over there. And then we're on YouTube. We're just numbers are true to roof. Not really. We got 4 subscribers last month. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Whoa, fuck. Dude, guys, slow down.
You're going to fucking break YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Mr. Beast is going to be hitting us up for a collab.
Yeah. He's going to want us to escape some random room for $4 billion or something.
Yeah. But yeah, we're on YouTube over there posting the video podcasts, and then eventually, hopefully, I can do some videos and shit like that over there. And like some maybe demos and vlogs or whatever. But all that is linked in the description as well as a way to support the show. You know, if you like what you hear and you want to, you know, help us out, but also get, you know, a little something for your buck there, for your $2. But you can support as little as $1 a month, and you can double down for $2 a month, and you get an extra episode every week. And you get a whole back catalog of Patreon bonus episodes. Currently, there are more bonus episodes than there are regular ones. So if we miss a week here, we don't miss it on Patreon. So we have, I think, exactly 10 more bonus episodes. So, you know, hey, you know, we've fucked up 10 weeks in a row, I guess. Or 10 weeks to accumulate 10 more episodes. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah. Brian, shut up. So, yeah. And it's not just this same episode early or anything like that. It's a whole different episode, a whole different show, really.
Different ball game.
Different formats and stuff like that. And as much as I love the main episode, sometimes the Patreon's episodes are a little bit more fun. You gotta let your hair down, you know what I'm saying? So check it out, patreon.com/thetonejerks. And then just for the support, we want to give you all a huge shout-out, a sizable acknowledgement. Kyle, you got a list over there?
Yeah, I got it right
here. Why don't you give it to me? Well,
it's as you're talking through a harmonica. Blues Traveler.
Yeah. My life, my rules.
I have Andrew Walsh from Andrew's Alcove and Red 4, his synth project.
Oh, we got a celebrity.
Andrew Walsh. Dude. You don't know about Andrew Walsh?
He's on TV, baby.
Come on. God damn, get with it. This guy, I mean, pro.
Yeah, yeah.
If it wasn't for whoever else was on that, you know, hogging his limelight. All right, I wanted to just jump down and choke that person.
Yeah,
but
Andrew was on the local news.
Yeah,
and it was like, oh shit, we got a celebrity. Our boys made it.
Bump, 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 bump. Yeah, he was sea walking down the fight. Yeah, yeah, I was at least.
Well, you should have did a shout out. He was like,
yeah. I'm like, dude, you didn't even talk about the cast, dude.
I just want to shout out my synth project. Andrew's Alcove and Baba Booey.
He goes down the list. They're like, cut that. He's like, damn it. You know this isn't live, right? Shit.
This isn't live, you idiot. Anyways.
So, yeah. Shout local celebrity.
Yeah.
We're not local to him at all. Local hero, Andrew Walsh from Andrew's
Alcove.
Not even
the same country. Yeah. Literally.
Well, we're almost not even the same hemisphere here.
Yeah.
Wait. No. We're the same hemisphere. Anyways. God damn, I sound like an idiot. Abe Newman. Michael Newman. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Payson. Nicholas Ogburn. Doug King. Well, Andrew is like almost in like the Arctic Circle, so we'll give him that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got the the midnight was never mind. Where the sun never sets.
Yeah.
Midnight Sun. Mm-hmm. Doug King, Doug Chris from 37 Effects, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, and also the Just Surprisingly podcast. We got Joe from the Like My Network, Masters of the Cinematic Universe. He's the kingpin over there.
Oh, yeah.
I hear. Yeah. He makes it all happen. actually, everyone makes it all happen. It's the motion in the ocean, baby. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Will Lehu from the Just Surprising podcast.
You're just talking out of your ass.
Yeah, I'm just.
Hopefully nobody listens to me.
Damn. Kyle, you're on peyote right now? Whoa.
Oh, shit. I'm tripping.
Don't be tripping. Tony DeGraw from Texas State Boggle Champs. Telly Talks, RJ Smith. He's doing Televised Neon, his synth project.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Davis, Johnny Ray, Steve Rao from 60 Cycle Hum, Kevin Equitz from Equitz Guitars, Co. Schneider from the band Night Tides out of Tennessee. Nashville, Gashville, Smashville.
Oh, yeah.
Dashers.
Splashville.
Alvaro Viermontes, Brian Nutter of Nutter Guitars, Mel Chipson of Chipson Guitars, Sean Arbo from Gun Street Wiring Shop, Sean Fahey from the band Shadowhounds, Sean Wright from Lollygagger Effects and How to Fucking Solder on YouTube, Juan Ortiz from Tone Hungry Effects, Mike Oxbig, Denny Whacked It, Zach Hale. You fuck you, Zach Hale. We had enough Hale over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
He was the one who was responsible.
Yeah, not the week. Yeah. You know what? No. He's like, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to send you a bill for the dent in my car.
Yeah. Hey, hey, how you feel about that, huh?
Yeah. Help the kid out, huh?
Help the kid out. Yeah. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. Just joking. You can't take a joke.
What, guys can't have fun anymore?
Eric Merrill from YouTube, Instagram, and the Movie Podium Podcast. Oh, yeah. Got Scott Hamilton from the Effects Loop Podcast. Matthew Fenslaw, Matthew Davis, Chase Stevens, and Pete from over there. And that is the list.
All right. Thank you. Well, see you next time. This episode's gonna be late. Sorry.
Ha 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 ha.